I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. At Riverfront Park in the city of Columbia, Park Ranger Karen Kustafik leads tours of the area, teaching the history of the Columbia Canal. During the 2015 floods, the canal breached at the Congaree River. It took the National Guard and a team of engineers days to build a temporary dam and secure the city's water supply. Kustafik points out the spot that first gave way.
The canal breached on the original hydro.
She's pointing to the location of the original 1894 hydro plant on the canal. In the late 1800s, the Columbia Canal was redesigned to serve as an industrial power source. When the original plant didn't work out, a second was built in 1896.
Here's the 1894 hydro. Here's the present day 1896 hydro. 2 years later, they dialed it in. They got it right, and they've been generating power there ever since, up until 2015. If you go in there, it's really pretty spectacular.
The hydro plant was not very profitable, at least in modern times. It generates only 10 megawatts of power. But whether or not to repair the hydro plant to operational status has been a sticking point in plans to rebuild the canal.
It's going to be really interesting to see if we get that hydro fired up again. It is such a cool part of our history. And in order to supply those turbines, we are going to have to completely rebuild that section of the canal. And so that's part of all of this engineering work that's happened. That's why we had to have all the agencies in the room and say, can we do this? Can we do that?
Congaree Riverkeeper Bill Stengler says the city is still a few years out from being able to start work on repairing the canal. Stengler says making a decision on the plan is just the first of many steps the city must take.
They're still going through the planning and options kind of review right now. So I think they said it was going to be like a three-year process, and we're still in kind of year one of figuring that out and go through a robust public comment process and begin permitting and get permits. So I think you're looking at something like that before you can really start doing work on the ground. It could take about 3 years.
To put it in perspective, almost 2 years after the flood, the city has completed about 1 year of this three-year process. The earliest they could begin work to repair the canal would be 2019. The earthen levee in the dam is currently classified as high hazard because of the loss of municipal water supply that would occur if it were compromised. However, Stengler says the temporary dam is holding up.
They've got these additional redundancies that have been built in, so I think the idea looking forward was more of a how do you plan for future worst-case scenarios so that we don't go through what we went through, you know, October 2015.
Multiple agencies are involved in the process of assessing what to do to repair the Columbia Canal, taking all factors into account, such as the canal's historical significance, the opportunity for sustainable energy, and the city's need for an efficient and reliable water source.
Part of the city's calculation is going to have to be, do we bring back on a hydro plant for the energy that it produces because it's not carbon emitting, or do we look at alternatives that may be a better fit for that area?
Rebuilding the canal is not the only water supply-related challenge Columbia has to tackle in the coming years. Stengler explains that before the floods, the city's water systems were already in need of major work, including a 2013 consent order from the EPA and the U.S. Department of Justice to repair the city's wastewater system.
They were told they had to spend $750 million in repairs. Then we got hit with the flood, and the cost of making those went up. And there is no consent order for the drinking water, but there are significant investments in that system that have to be made.
Repairing these systems, along with updating residential water lines, will result in higher water and sewer rates for Columbia residents. City Council voted for an increase this summer. This is one of many issues City Council and Richland County Council will discuss in an upcoming joint meeting in September. For more on this story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Laura Hunsberger.